Jackson trying to escape and run for it, and he's got it more. Lamar Jackson down the sideline. Will they give it to him? They will. Touchdown, Baltimore.
And with 1:17 left to play on Wild Card Weekend, the Hayes in the Barn.
Oh my God! I wish you guys could. I wish we had a camera in here so you could see what we're doing. We're just a bunch of clowns in here.
How much fun is that?
Okay, we now have maybe the most special guest that we've had. I have the pleasure of speaking to one Mr. Ed Reed today. Ed, how are you doing, my man?
I'm good, Spence, man. I can't complain.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it. So I'm going to get started quickly. What makes Crown Royal so damn good with a cigar? That's my first question.
it's a very nice pairing. Obviously, Crown Royal have years of experience of making a beautiful drink. And, you know, my partnership with Crown has been good over the years. We encourage people, you know, not only to drink Crown, but drink it responsibly, you know, and that's what I love about it is that, you know, they're not just, Crown is not just out here trying to sell a product, you know, that they know that can influence people in ways of changing, you know, the thought process, you know, so we want to make sure that people understand that responsible drinking is number one. And with drinking responsible, you understand that Crown is somebody who's been in the community. You know, it's not just here, you know, making money, selling the product. They're giving back to the community, specifically with this initiative that we're doing this year. We kick off a Crown program with a commitment of $1 million that's going back into small businesses.
Wow.
You know, as well as stadium workers and benefiting hospitality people who are in the stadiums, you know, so it's the little people who've really been affected during this time of troubles these last 2 years of going through what we're going through in society, you know. So, and like I said, drinking responsible is one of the main things. I partnered with Crown, you know, with the water break, the Royal Water Break, Crown Royal Water Break that we started. You know, it's like when you're at the game or enjoying the game and you're having an adult beverage, you know, there's times when you tend to forget. And we, throughout the game, on the billboards, on Jumbotrons, you know, commercials, you know, during the game when people are watching the game and they're at home, even when you're at home, we're encouraging you to drink water. You know, so that's the most important thing. We also, like I said, if you want to donate, we're donating to communities. If you want to donate, you can visit kickoffwithcrown.com. And even if you don't want to donate, come and check out the information, some information you could pass along to somebody who may need to hear it, you know, who may need to hear it, you know. So we encourage you to visit kickoffcrown.com, you know, and check out our initiative and support it and pass the word of being responsible.
Of course, like your good buddy Tom Brady says, dehydration is the number one epidemic in America. So take those water breaks, drink responsibly, all that good stuff. So Ed, how's it going? You're the chief of staff down there in Miami. How's it going, man? What's the scene in South Florida? What's the vibes of Miami football right now?
It's going, man. It's getting better. You know, it's a process. Slow process, you know, slower than I like, but it's going well. You know, I'm learning a lot. I've learned a tremendous amount of information just going forward as a representative in football, you know, and trying to help these young men to get to the next level of life, you know, whether that's with football, but just mainly as men, you know, trying to help these young men to understand taking care of your responsibilities is always going to be there.
Chickens and the mentals, of course. And Miami's got a gentleman by the name of Bubba Bolden. And Bubba Bolden's been balling, man, for quite a while. And what do you see about Bubba that might make him a special player at the next level?
Man, you know, you're reaching in a bag that's changed a little bit in the last 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
I like Bubba as a player. I like Bubba as a young man. And I believe Bubba is definitely next level talent. Obviously, as a young man, he has things to learn too. But, you know, I think that comes with the people that he surrounds himself with. That's off the field and around in coaching and stuff like that. I think that's a part of that can help him even more. If he's in the right situation, you know, I think he has to get in the right situation. Bubba is actually, I think, going to have shoulder surgery because he's going to be getting ready for the league. Bubba understands where he's at. He understands where we're at in the season, which is a form of professionalism by him, understanding where he's at and where he's going to in the future. So he wants to get himself ready for that. I respect it. There's a lot more that transpired, but, you know, it is what it is. It's out of my hands, man. But Bubba is definitely a good player.
For sure. So, Ed, your Baltimore Ravens, obviously, your long history there, they had a little bit of trouble tackling yesterday. They've had a little bit of trouble tackling this season, I'd say. And just kind of meta, it's an issue that's plagued them a little bit. What can a defense do mid-season, which is so tough to make these big adjustments? It's not camp. It's not summer anymore.
Man, how can you adjust? It's funny how I get those questions asked me. You know, I mean, I had to deal with that here in the last year and a half, like what's going on with the tackling and stuff. You know, and I had a conversation with the coach about it. He changed some things at practice, and it looked better this past weekend. How can the Baltimore Ravens do it? I would just say for coaching's sake, you know, in the NFL, either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? It is coaching. It's all about practice at the end of the day, what you're allowing and what are you doing at practice. But man to man, either you want to tackle or you don't want to tackle in the NFL. The game hasn't changed. You know what it is. You know what your job description is. Either they want to tackle or they don't want to tackle. You know what I'm saying? So, or they can't. So, and I don't think it's that they can't tackle. I just think, you know, maybe they overlooked Cincinnati a little bit, you know, and you obviously see you're not playing as a cohesive group, you know, because one minute is one guy, next minute is another guy. So, and that's from the outside looking in. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I tell people this all the time, football is no secret. What you see on tape, you're just not seeing or understanding what's going on behind closed doors. But the tape don't lie. So
the eye in the sky never lies.
Yeah, the eye in the sky never lies. That's the oldest statement in the book. It'll always be there. The eye in the sky is always looking. So if you're not doing it on tape, don't get mad when we talk about it.
Spot on. Ed, can you give us a Rex Ryan story, anything off the cuff that might come to mind about a funny dude who has had a lot of quirky, fun stories? Anything that comes to mind when I say Rex Ryan, something makes you smile. In the words of Ray Lewis, same thing that'll make you laugh will make you cry. Maybe something of those details. Anything about Rex. I've always found him to be one of the funniest, most entertaining figures in the coaching world and now in the media world.
Yeah, Rex got some jokes and he keeps it likable. And he would know what I mean when I say that. He keeps it likable and learnable, but he always kept it fun. You know, as much as coach want to win and compete and keep it serious and have it serious, he's a fun guy. I got all kinds of stories, man. I won't really tell no stories about Rex, man. Just know he's a great defensive coordinator that that we respect and love as football players. You know, I actually had an opportunity to join the staff with Coach in Buffalo. He let me finish my career with him in New York. Actually wanted to bring me back. So I got a lot of respect and love for Coach Ryan, you know, and probably one of the funniest things I'd say is that he was just trying to teach guys how to dance that didn't know how to dance. He was like, guys, you out in the spot and you don't know how to dance and you with a lady and you trying to talk to a lady, trying to dance with a lady. He showed the guys some moves. He was like, guys, when in doubt, you can always go to this move. And in all honesty, the move, all he was doing was dribbling the basketball on the dance floor. He was acting like he was playing basketball. This man hitting crossovers, spin moves, and that's all he doing was dancing. It was actually pretty smooth the way he displayed it, you know? So, guys, if you can't dance, just use basketball moves. Crossover a couple times, you know, act like you're going behind the back on him, but don't really turn, you know? Left to right things. You'll be all right.
Rex Ryan, heck of a dancer, apparently. Ed, I got one more, and then I'll get you out of here. I appreciate your time. What do you think is the best piece of coaching advice you've ever gotten or maybe given, or anything that you can tell a DB, maybe to warm up pregame, or just anything at all that you would tell a young DB?
Man, it's so funny. I get these questions and these wind up in interviews, and people take my stuff and put it into their coaching and get better. But I can't get a coaching gig. But anyway,
Makes no sense, Ed. Makes no sense at all. I think you might be one of the better guys to coach DBs. I think that might be a good idea, having Mr. Ed Reed come on and tell some young guys what to do and how to be better men and better players and everything in between.
It's so disrespectful out here, man. Just call me Rodney Dangerfield. You know, I get no respect.
None at all.
You know,
I'm with you.
The one thing I'll just say is just take notes. You know, take notes, man. I harp on this all day, every day. Take notes. You know, however that plays into your game plan, take notes. When the teacher's teaching, take notes. And the teacher could be the coach. Coach could be the teacher. You understand what I'm saying? For college students, when you're in class, your teacher's up there talking, take notes. You're not going to remember all the information. You want to know what made me the player that I was, I took notes. So that's what I would say.
Pen to paper. Well, Ed, thank you so much. This has been awesome. Shout out to Crown Royal for setting this up. Make sure to enjoy beautiful Crown Royals. They pair so well, like you said, with cigar. Drink responsibly. Mm-hmm. Make sure to enjoy yourself that way. Take a water break and all the great things that Crown Royal's been doing. I appreciate your time so much, Ed. It's been a pleasure. Huge fan my entire life. Thank you for all the memories for the Baltimore Ravens, for the Miami Hurricanes, and all the wisdom you've imparted on many young men and many people in general trying to make them better men. So thank you so much. Thank you to Crown Royal again. And I hope you guys have a great day.
Appreciate it, Spence. You too, man.
Thank you.
Gourlami. Gourlami. Arrivederci.
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 Arrivederci.